Test 76, Section 2, Question 3. Here we've got a disagreement, and so Doris is going to get to say what they can disagree about, and Zach will get to say what they do disagree about. So Doris says, "I have noticed that everyone involved in student government is outspoken." Okay, that's a strong statement. Everybody in student government, outspoken. So if we want students to become more outspoken, we should encourage them to become involved in student government. So that's saying if we want them to be more outspoken, we should encourage them. Now, there's an unstated premise here, or an unstated assumption, that the outspokenness is a result of their being on student government, not a precondition to it. And so Doris is assuming that the trait was caused by the being on student government, not vice versa. Zach says, those who are in student government became involved precisely because they are outspoken in the first place. Encouraging others to become involved will do nothing to make them more outspoken. And so what they disagree about is really whether or not encouraging students to become involved in student government will make them more outspoken. Because Doris is saying yes, that would make them more outspoken, and Zach is saying no. So A says students should be more outspoken. Well, they don't disagree about that. Obviously, Doris would say yes to a certain degree, but only in some situations. It's saying if we want students. So it's not really saying that they should or shouldn't. Students should be encouraged to become involved in student government. Well, the problem there is we aren't saying whether they should or shouldn't. It's whether or not it will lead them to be more outspoken. Becoming involved in student government makes students more outspoken. That's kind of what we said, because Doris clearly would say yes, because she believes that it will, whereas Zach is saying no, it won't. It will do nothing to make them more outspoken. And so Zach makes a strong claim the other direction. So C is very good. All students who are involved in student government are outspoken. Now, the thing with this is that they don't disagree over that. It's just whether or not that was a cause or an effect of being in student government. And then students will not become more outspoken unless they become involved in student government. Well, the problem here is we don't know what will happen if they don't become involved. And so we only have what will happen if they do as far as a point of disagreement, because neither person makes a claim about what will happen if they don't get involved. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best one.